What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Basement Yard. This is my personal podcast. I'm alone today. No guests. No fucking fun. I'm going to be talking to myself. This is going to be the weirdest thing in the whole fucking world. But the reason why no one's with me is because I'm doing this real quick because I left until the last second. I got to go to the city in an hour and a half, which is going to be a fucking disaster because the Pope is here. The goddamn Pope. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say goddamn Pope. That's terrible. I'm sorry, Jesus, if you're listening. Doubtful, but, you know, I gotta say sorry just in case. But, yeah, so the Pope's coming to New York City. They're closing down bridges. They're closing down all these blocks, so I can't drive, so I gotta take the subway. Shit. Jesus, I hate the subway. If you're not from New York City, which most of you aren't, but if you're not from New York City, if you ever come here, try not to take the subway, all right? Because it's just piss and poop. All the whole thing. You're sitting in piss or poop the whole time. You know? And if you're touching the poles, that's jizz. So it's just piss, poop, and jizz. Jizz, poop, and piss. Whatever combination you want to say it, but it's all there. I'm telling you. Just, you know, dip your hands in hand sanitizer after you get off. That's it. So that's what I got to do. I got to take the fucking subway in there. But it's going to be terrible. So yeah, this podcast is called The Basement Yard because, actually my mom named it, but the reason why is because when we were all younger, like we have the basement, which is my room now, and we have a front yard, white picket fence, very white shit, you know? So, when we were too young to go play out in the yard, because my mom didn't want to like keep an eye on it, she was like, fuck that shit. I just want to watch Oprah, like, leave me alone. So we'd be like, hey, can we go play in the basement yard? And that's where my room is now, and that's where I record. So she's like, hey, you should name it this. So I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. I don't have any other good ideas. So, you know, that's what we're going to call it. So that's the name. So, yeah, I'm 23 years old, living at home in my mom's basement. I mean, but it's not what it seems. I'm not living here because I'm a piece of shit. I mean, I am a piece of shit, but not like one of those pieces of shit. You know what I mean? I'm not like mooching off of her. The reason why I'm still here is because I was gonna move out about a year and a half ago, but yeah, we're staying back. Me and my brothers and my sister, we're staying home, and we're helping my mom. You know, we're gonna help pay off the house, and then we're gonna sell the house, and then you know we're gonna make sure everyone's cool. So we're all helping each other stay on our feet. You know, so that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years or so, helping pay for the house so we could sell it, because now I'm technically, holy shit, I almost broke this microphone. yeah, so we're paying for the house, and that's why I'm still here. I'm not just, like, mooching off of her and trying to, you know, be one of those guys who just stays here for his whole life, but yeah, so that's why I'm here, you know? So, yeah, it's just me, my mom, who's a saint. A fucking saint. Fucking. I just got like a Boston accent. Jesus. I watched Black Mass yesterday. It was fucking crazy. And I'm so jealous of people who have that Boston accent. Fucking wicked shit. I love it. I love the accent. I can listen to people talk like that all day. There's that video that was going around on the internet. The guy who saw like a whale or like a fish or some shit. And he was from Boston. Oh my God. It was my favorite. The fuck is that, Jay? Oh, we're seeing something we never seen before, kid. Oh my God, I love it. I can't really do it, but it's great. I love that accent. It's amazing. But yeah, so I have two brothers. My brother Thomas, who's the oldest, and my brother Keith, who's a psycho. And then I got my sister Shannon, who's a bitch. No. Well, you know, sometimes. But, you know, everyone is, you know? I'm a bitch. Anyway. But we have a dog who... my mom and my sister love more than me, which is always nice. But yeah, that's kind of it. You know, that's us. We're living in this house. My dad lives in North Carolina. A lot of people have been asking about him or just making assumptions. They're like, oh, his dad just left them. No, that's not what happened. I have a great relationship with my father. He lives in North Carolina now. You know, people's parents, they separate, and that's what happens. So he lives in North Carolina. I'm probably going to go visit him during the football season, maybe catch a Panthers game or something. That would be pretty sick. Watch Cam Newton run all over someone. But yeah, so that's where he is. I have great parents, though. Nice upbringing. I wasn't in these streets selling drugs and shit. Again, I'm making references to Black Mass. It was such a good movie. If you guys get the time, go to the movies, watch Black Mass. Johnny Depp kills it. It's fucking crazy, man. And everyone has a Boston accent, so it just makes the movies just so much fucking better. It's awesome. But a lot of people are interested in how I got started making these videos and shit, which it's fucking crazy, by the way. The Facebook page where I pretty much post everything has like 881,000 likes on it, which is fucking absurd, and it's way too much, right? So, like, two months ago, or 2.5 months ago, I don't fucking know. Let's just call it 3, all right? 3 months ago, that page had 65,000 likes on it. There was only 65,000 people in there. 65,000, still a shit ton, don't get me wrong. But there's 65,000 people on there. So, anyway, I'm telling the story out of fucking order anyway. But I started making YouTube videos like 4 years ago because I was bored. I was like, hey, fuck it, let me just start doing this. When I was younger, I had a camera, which I still have, and it's like a camcorder, and there's cassette tapes that you record onto. So if you wanted to like edit, there's no such fucking thing as editing. You just had to rewind and record over what you already recorded. You know what I mean? So you could, you know, that was your way of editing. And me and my friend Frankie, we used to make the dumbest fucking videos. Like, the dumb, like, so dumb. I have hours of footage of us just, like, wrestling and, like, being, like, fake wrestlers. And just, like, so dumb. Like, one of my wrestlers' names was The Shoe Polisher. So that should give you a fucking idea of how dumb this shit was. And I can't find the charger for it. Like, I still have the camera and the tapes. So if I find the charger for it, if I go to, you know, get off my lazy ass and go to Best Buy and buy a charger, if they still have it, then I'm gonna see if I could put together like a compilation of this old shit that's so bad. I was like 11 years old, but yeah, I was like into video stuff like that. And then when Facebook came out with like you can leave videos on people's walls, I would just do that shit all day. Like, I would just leave videos on everyone's walls in high school. And I actually have a screenshot I posted on my Instagram, like 2 years ago I posted it. But this kid had sent me, he like wrote a comment on one of the videos. He's like, oh man, you should start a YouTube channel. And I was like, oh dude, I'm gonna. And it was kind of like, that's how it happens, I guess. Forgot who it was, but whoever it was, you know. Good idea. So, because that's helping me out right now. But yeah. So I started making videos, and I had this YouTube channel called Santa Gatto TV. By the way, my last name's Santa Gatto. You know, it's pronounced how you fucking read it. Santa Gatto. People see S-A-N-T and they see a G in there and they go, oh, Santiago, and they're like, oh, he's Spanish. They just fucking assume that. But I'm not Spanish, and it's not Santiago. I'm Italian and Irish. It's Santa Gatto. Irrelevant to what I was saying. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking. What the hell was I saying? Oh, jeez. Here we go. All fucked up. We're only 8 minutes in. I'm already forgetting shit. Okay. And now the computer's freezing. Here we go. But yeah, so that's so I started making videos on Santa Gatto TV. And at first, I was just filming like me and my friends going to Connecticut, because my friend has a house in Connecticut. And we were just getting drunk and, you know, playing beer games, and you know, he has a lake and like a boat, so I was like filming shit. And then I like taught myself how to use iMovie and put these videos together and put them out, not thinking anyone would enjoy it. I just put it out because it was like cool to show my friends, like, hey, look, this is us. So you know, my friends enjoyed it, and like there were a couple of people, I was really into Tumblr back then, you know. I was really into Tumblr back then. So I was posting them on Tumblr, and people were like, oh, this is cool. Like, your friends are awesome. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. So I kept making them. I made like 3. Like, I wasn't like making like a ton, but I made like 3. And then one day I was bored. And I actually, if you go on YouTube and look, the video is called A Talk About Sluts, which is like terrible because I was like young, and it's just like the whole thing's like slut shaming. The whole thing, it's just terrible. But, I made a video called that, and my hair is terrible because the day before, I had one of my friends shave my head. Like, cut. I was like, hey, just cut my hair with these clippers. And, like, he didn't, like, give me a shape up or anything. He just buzzed it and left it. So it's terrible. My haircut's terrible. The video's awful. Yeah, that's the first video that I made. That's kind of, like, what I'm doing now. And, so I did that video, and it got, like, 30 likes on Facebook, and I was like, oh, shit. I am famous. So, I had 30 likes. I was like, holy shit. So then the next week, it just so happens that I put it out. I put that video out on Tuesday, and the next week, I put out another video about Facebook. I think it was Facebook. But I think, yeah, it was Facebook. So I put a video out about Facebook, and, you know, that got like 40 likes. So I was like, oh my God, I'm on my way to the top. So I made that video. And then I just kept making them. I was like, fuck it, this is fun. So I was just like ranting about things, and I was just like, fuck it. I'm gonna do this now. And you know, a lot of those videos in the beginning are really fucking bad. Like, the editing is terrible. And like the content is there. You know what I mean? My delivery, it's like, is terrible, you know? And like the jokes are bad, and just like, but the ideas are there. Like, they just have so much potential. That's why those videos get me so fucking mad. Because those videos, they have potential. Like, if I could remake them, they would be so much better. But those suck. That was so bad. But yeah, so that happened. And then I just kept doing that. The thing is, the reason why... So I had Santagato TV, right? So I had that YouTube channel. And I signed up to get paid for, like, ads on my videos. And I got approved. And I was like, oh, man. Just, I'm going to buy a ship and a fucking plane. Like, I was just like, yo, I'm going to kill it. So I remember they have, like, an account that you could look at and see how much money you're making, whatever. And I remember when it got to 1 cent, and I was like, it was like a big deal to me. Not because it was 1 cent, but it was because like I'm making money off of doing something that I really, holy fuck, I almost broke the mic again. I was like, I'm making money off of something I like doing. So that was cool to me. I like screenshot it and I like saved it, lost it. So, so I don't know what that screenshot is, but I remember making 1 cent, and, you know, that was cool. None of the videos were getting like crazy amount of views. Like, they get like 200, which was dope to me. I was like, oh, 200 people are watching this, like, legit. You know what I mean? And then once it started getting to like 1,000 people are watching it, I was like, like, 1,000 is, if you think about it, 1,000 people. Do you know what that looks like? Like, if you gathered 1,000 people like in the street, that's a ton. That's a shit. That's a buttload. You know, it's a ton of people, 1,000. So I was like, all right, cool. So I just kept doing it. Like, I was never like, hey, this is going to happen overnight. I'm just going to blah, blah, blah. I wasn't really even expecting anything to come of it, like, too much. I was just kind of like, fuck it. I like doing this. Let me just make, you know, 200 people laugh. Or, like, not really laugh, but kind of do that breathing thing that makes them write LMAO. Like, they think they're watching a video and they go, and that's LMAO. You know what I mean? So, I mean, as long as I get the breath, I just want to make people breathe, you know? I just want to... to laugh like that, you know. Just one of those. That's all I want in life is to do that. So I was doing that, but then I got flagged for fucking God knows what, and they were like, hey, we're shutting you down, you're not making money. So I couldn't make money from doing it for 2 years. I did it for 2 years for free. It was just a hobby. And I went to college, and I was like, all right, fuck. So I went to Queensborough Community College, and I signed up late. I told my parents that I applied for colleges, and I didn't, even though I was a good student. Like, I've always been like a high 80 student. Like, I wasn't like a crazy A plus student, but I was always a good student, you know what I mean? I was getting like 85s, 88s, like, across the board, you know what I mean? Except in gym, dominating, A plus every fucking year. But yeah, so that's what I was doing. So I was like, I just wasn't sure about college. I didn't want to go away because I didn't want to spend a ton of money when I didn't know what I wanted to do. So, I went to a community college because it's like fucking $1,100 for a semester or something. So it was cheap. So I went there. And my grades were fine. Since I signed up late, I had Saturday and Sunday classes. Are you fucking kidding? Like 19 years old. 18 years old. I have Saturday and Sunday classes in the morning. So it was 8 a.m. Math classes. Fucking sucked. But I went. And I did a semester, and then I just didn't go back. And I even signed up for classes for another semester, and then I started going to them. But after a week, I just would drive to the school, park outside, and just not go in. Because like, I didn't have it in me to go in. I don't know what it was, but I just felt like, you know, this isn't my path right now. You know what I mean? So so I stopped doing that. And then I was just a piece of shit for a year. I didn't have a job. I was making these videos. I wasn't really expecting it to be like, oh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to be my job. I just kind of like doing it. It was just like a thing to pass the time, but I didn't have a job. I was doing these videos and I was just garbage for a year. Honestly, there's no other way to put it. I think I was 19 years old. Didn't do anything. Then, I finally got a job and I was delivering pizzas for this pizzeria. And my God, you meet the fucking craziest people delivering pizzas. I love that job too, because you make so much money, especially for the pizzeria around here. Like, it's a popular pizzeria, and I could walk, like, I was working the best days. I was working like Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. And you walk away with like $130 a night in cash. So that's just you. Your paycheck is like horseshit, like whatever you get paid. My paycheck was like $70 or some shit like that. But I was walking away every weekend with cash. So I was like, oh, sick. I'm chilling. I'm rich. I got $400 in my room. I'm chilling. So that's what I thought. But I stopped working there because listen to this. A guy on a motorcycle, right? I'm parking my car. It was my dad's big ass van. And I'm parking it. And I'm already in the spot. Like, the only thing that's sticking out into the street is the front of my car. So I just have to, you know, swing the front of it in and I'm good. So the back is all lined up with the rest of the cars on the block and I'm there. So this drunk guy on a motorcycle swerves around a car and hits the back of the car that I'm in. I hear fucking so that sounded like a fart. It did not sound like that. It sounded like fucking thunder hit the van. So then I look to my right and I just see a body flying. Like, through the air. Like, outside the passenger window. And does a front flip, lands on his back in the street. And I am fucking terrified. I'm like, I just killed a person. I just killed a person. I just killed a person. Even if that person had died, I did not kill anyone because I was not moving. I just had to throw that in there. But I throw my car into park and I get out. And the guy is moving around. Thank God. I'm like, oh my God. And my whole body's shaking. Like, I look like I'm dancing because I'm shaking, literally shaking, like everything is moving. And there's these two people that saw everything, like, dude, I saw everything. Don't worry about it. I know you weren't at fault. He swerved around a car, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, cool. And I'm talking to this guy. This guy was such a dick on the ground. But the first thing that I noticed about him is that he had a fucking cigarette in his hand, which means he was on his bike, swerves around a car, hits my car, does a front flip, lands on his back, and still held on to a cigarette. And I swear to the Pope in New York City that this guy was smoking a cigarette as he's laying on the ground with a shattered back. I don't fucking know. And the guy kept yelling at me to pick him up. I'm like, dude, I'm not picking you up. You could be hurt. I could pick you up. Your spine snaps in half. We all die. Well, not we. You die. But it was like crazy. And he was like talking to me. It wasn't making sense. So like, that's what happened. That's why I got fired. Well, I didn't get fired. I was just kind of like, I can't work. Because first of all, I don't have a car now. And also, this is just not a good look for the pizzeria. So let me just not, you know, work here. So yeah. So I was doing that. So I was doing that, making videos. And I was just doing that. But yeah, I still was not going to school. I bounced around. I bounced around jobs. I worked at another pizzeria. I worked at this other place. And then I decided, hey, you know what? I can't do this forever. Let me just make a new... Actually, I'm lying. So I was doing that, and then I was running out of money, and I was like, I can't do this YouTube thing and spend so much time on it and do it for free forever. So I was like, all right, let me just fucking, I was like, let me, I told my oldest brother, because he's like, you know, he's like my fucking role model. Like, I always go to him. He's my guy. So I told him, like, dude, I explained the situation, and he's, you know, on board with whatever. And I'm just kind of like, hey, you know, I think this is going to be the last summer that I do this. Otherwise, you know, I'm just going to quit and just go back to school and do, you know, something else. I don't know. Like, I was being realistic with myself, because I was 21. I was 21 at the time when I said this. And I was like, I can't spend all my time doing on this thing when it's a hobby. I'm not making money off of it. So let me just, you know, whatever. Then, you know, a couple months later, it was like August, and I was kind of like ready to pack it in. And I get a call from this guy that I know who runs a website. And he's like, hey, can you come in and be in this sketch? We're going to pay you $150 to be an extra, or whatever, just to be in the sketch. I was like, oh yeah, dude, $150, I'm there. Because I had no fucking money. I had like $200 to my name. So I went there, did the sketch. And at the end, he was kind of like, hey, you know, we are trying to build the video department. Do you want to work here, like part-time? And, you know, we'll blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, thanks, please. So I started working. The company's called Elite Daily. Very successful now. Very successful. Best job I ever had. The CEOs are like the greatest dudes that I've met. Like, they saved me. You know what I mean? Like, if they didn't give me that job, I was going to quit video altogether and go do like psychology or some shit. I'm not trying to downplay psychology, but it's not like my first interest. But yeah, so they brought me in and I was working there. And it was great because I was learning. I was learning a bunch of stuff. I was learning from this guy, Greg Parker, who's still a good friend of mine. He's an editor and producer, and I was there working as an editor and like writing scripts and like filming sketches and shit like that. And we were putting out videos. So I was doing that for a while. I did that for 2 years, and we started with just three guys in the video department. And when I had left, which I only left about, I think, 4 months ago or 5 months ago, something like that. When I left, there was like 30-something people just doing video, which was crazy. And the whole company, when I first got there, were 30 people. And then when I left, I want to say there was at like 70, 80 people who were working there now. Like, the growth was absurd. And I learned so much, and I'm like incredibly thankful for that job at Elite Daily. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. I got to travel. Like, I flew to LA to film with a bunch of content creators, even though I fucking hate LA. Oh my God. I hate it. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just don't like anyone out there, I feel like. I don't know. There's like cool people, sure. But as a whole, God, I hate it. I'm such an East Coast person. I like New York people. I feel like in LA, everyone has like a hidden agenda. They're always like, hey, what's up? How many followers do you have? Like, they always have like weird fucking, it's just like, I don't know. I don't really like it. I'll never live there. I'm going to try and stay East Coast, you know? Maybe get a house in Miami if I'm rich enough, you know? Fucking, that's a nice place. But yeah, so then I left that job. And then I was like, I left the job because I had saved a good amount of money to live. I was like, I have this money, we're good. You know, because I was working there full time for 2 years, and, you know, I learned so much. So I was like, let me try to take the knowledge that I had from here and the experience and just kind of focus it on my own personal career for a while. So that's what I did. I stopped working there, and then I started focusing on my videos and stuff like that. So this is where it comes back to. This page had 65,000 likes on it, you know, 2.5 months ago. So, but then all the fucking, like, I've never gone like viral or anything, you know what I mean? But then one day I put this video on the Facebook page and it went fucking nuts. It went crazy. I'm going to go check it right now. I'm going to check the numbers. But, like, I remember watching the video, like, do insane. People are sharing the shit out of it. People are like, oh, dude, you're hilarious. I'm like, who are you people? Like, what the fuck's going on? And, like, people were, like, loving it. So it was nuts. Hold on. I got to find the numbers. Here it is. So it was shared 244,000 times. And there's 160,000 likes on it. And, like, 35. And there's, like, 9 million views. Like, dude, that's insane. That's crazy. Christ. And now there's 800,000 likes on this page. If it hits a million, I'm going to cry. I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to, you know, shit myself or something. I'm going to do something like that. Incredibly thankful that people are enjoying it, you know, that are enjoying it that much. That's fucking nuts, man. It's pretty crazy. It's surreal. It's wild to think that, you know, the growth is crazy, man. And I've received so many messages, and I've answered a ton of messages on Facebook because it's some weird feeling that I get when I read these messages and everyone's like, dude, like, you made my week with this video, or like, I showed everyone at work this video, or like, you're fucking hilarious. I had a bad day and now I came home and you made this video and it just made it better. It's like crazy that people are saying stuff like that to me because, you know, I'm just a kid who worked in a pizzeria and got hit by a drunk motorcyclist, you know? So it's wild that people can do that. And it's just crazy. And I hope that that's kind of inspiration to people, because I try to tell people all the time, like, listen, I'm not that special. You know what I mean? I'm not like some fucking, I'm not Buddha. I don't know if that's a pretty bad example, but I'm not like anyone special. So if I can like do something like that, it's you 100% you could do something like that. I know I'm getting real fucking Disney Channel right now, but I'm serious. If you want to do some shit, just think about, like, dude, Joe, he's in his basement. You know, he's got a podcast and this fucking web series that he's doing. And people love it from a basement in New York City, you know? So if I could do that, I'm sure as hell you can make it through nursing school and be way fucking cooler than me. So, yeah. So anyway, I put this thing on Facebook and I said, you know, I'm recording a podcast soon. Let me know if you want to know anything about me or something you want me to talk about. And this girl keeps saying Walmart. People kept telling me to talk about Walmart. I don't, dude, what? First of all, I live in New York City. I haven't seen a Walmart. I've seen one Walmart in my entire life. Actually, I've seen two, and one of them was on a South Park episode, the one where everyone's like shitting themselves. That was the only one I've ever seen. I've seen one Walmart, and it's because I drove upstate with one of my friends. And the only thing I know about Walmart is that it was very Jewish. There was a ton of Jews there. Like Hasidic Jews, like with the curls and the hats and the suits or whatever those called, the jackets or something. But yeah, there was like a ton of Jews. It was wild. I don't know if that's the case, you know, everywhere, but I think it's just the area. But yeah, that's the only thing I know about Walmart. And apparently you could buy guns there and like grenades and shit, which is kind of wild. I mean, I've never fucking worked there. But what is crazy, like, I wish there was a Walmart near me, because apparently people are like, oh, dude, you gotta talk about Walmart. The fuck's going on at this place? Are there naked people running around shitting in the aisles? What's going on? Christ. So, all right. So what else we got on here? Talk about dating from a guy's perspective. And we're going to skip over that one. Tell things men tell women to get laid. Dude, I mean, a guy will say whatever the fuck he's got to say. I once told a girl I was Scott Pesednik. And a lot of you don't know who that is, but he's a professional baseball player. And, like, I'm a standard-looking white dude. There's nothing, like, unique about me, like, physically. Like, I'm just across-the-board standard. Like, whenever you play one of those video games and you're going to create a player, when you create them and they just give you the standard in the beginning, I don't change a thing. That's what I look like. My license, I can give it out to any of my friends. When we were underage, because I have a couple friends that are younger than me, I could give my license to any of them and they would, you know, get into bars because it looks like everyone. So I would tell people I was Scott Pesednik. That was a professional baseball player. You know, it never worked, but, you know, that's what I told people. So, I mean, guys will say what the fuck they got to say. Here we go. Stupid drivers not using signal lights. I'm one of those people. It's really bad. I only use my signal light on the highway, but I never use it in the street because I'm fucking dumb. Don't do that. What else we got? Another Walmart people. What the? Dude, I really gotta visit a Walmart. Another guy! Walmart people would be funny. Dude, what the fuck? Another one! Weirdos of Walmart. Why don't shoppers wear pajamas and slippers to Target to shop? Is there a dress code at Target? Wait, what the Dude, what is going on at Walmart? I really gotta know. Someone said Tinder. Alright. Let's talk about Tinder for a little bit. So, I used to have a Tinder, like, a year ago. Or a year and a half ago. And, dude, Tinder's fucking great. Oh, man. It wasn't good. I didn't use it to, like, hook up with people. I used it strictly just to be weird. I don't know. I was just like, what I would do, I would search 30 miles, right? So 30 miles from where I am in all directions, 30 miles. And then I would put the age group to 30 to 55. So no one younger and no one older, 30 to 55, that age range. And I would just swipe and talk to these, you know, old cougars all day. I thought it was hilarious. So that's what happened to me. That's what I did on Tinder. I don't know how everyone else used it. I know people like are banging people off of it, but I don't know. I just find isn't it, dude, you could die from Tinder. Like, there has to be people who have died from Tinder or got kidnapped or just punched in the eye, at least. At least a punch in the eye. Like, dude, think about it. If I'm a girl, right, for the most part, guys are stronger than girls. You know what I mean? For the most part. Of course, there are CrossFit chicks that could beat the shit out of me, you know, in seconds. One punch, I'm on the ground. There's a fucking CrossFit gym near me. Every time I walk by it, there's like this little girl fucking doing 50 pull-ups and then carrying a grown-ass man down the street running full speed. Like, she could fucking kill me. You know what I mean? But for the most part, there's these little cute girls that are, you know, they're just not as strong as men. And there's men, for the most part, men, even if you're a big fat piece of shit, like, you can overpower. I'm so dumb. It's crazy. So they can overpower a woman. So think about Tinder, right? You're only seeing pictures. You're not really, like, talking. There should be, like, a FaceTime thing on Tinder. It should be a FaceTime option so you can see who you're talking to, so you know that they're cool. But if you're to some girl, right, some little cute girl, and, you know, you meet this guy and you think he's good looking and you guys hit it off, and then you go to meet up with him, there's a chance that this could be some just sick dude who's just, like, gonna kidnap you. You know what I mean? Tinder's fucking scary, man. I would not be on that. I wouldn't meet up with anyone off Tinder at all. Unless we had like 20 mutual friends and I hit them up and was like, hey, is she not a raper, a rapist? And then they'd be like, yeah, she's cool. And then I would do it. But other than that, no. What else we got here? Politics. That would be interesting. Here's my opinion on politics. That was it right there. I don't have an opinion because I'm not educated enough to have an opinion on politics. I know Donald Trump. I know that if he became president, I would be happy and sad. Sad because, I mean, it's Donald Trump. Happy because then we got 4 years of just one-liners. This guy's going to be saying the wildest shit at these speeches he's got to give. Can you imagine a State of the Union address with Donald Trump? It'd be a fucking comedy show. It'd be great. He'd probably make it illegal to be Rosie O'Donnell. She'd be getting arrested every day. Like, are you Rosie O'Donnell? Yeah. It's against the law. Get to fucking jail. He would do that. He's a crazy fuck. What else we got? Dudes at the gym being stupidly too modest to take a shower after a sweaty workout. What? That was so oddly specific. That's such a weird thing. Oh man, dude. So that, I mean, I have a funny gym story. I was at the gym, and you know, I don't know how it goes down in other gyms, but for the most part, old dudes hate wearing pants in the locker room for some whatever reason. They're like, oh, back in my day, we all saw each other's dicks. Dude, that's great. It's 2015. Put your dick away. But anyway, one day I went to the gym and I'm like working out, whatever. And then I go to leave. So I go to get my stuff in the locker room. And there's this wall, you know, like in the bathroom. Like I was like washing my hands and there's like a, this wall like next to the showers. And I see this old guy who like I was helping earlier, like with his, when he needed a spot or whatever. So he was like saying, what's up? I mean, he was just saying like, thank you, whatever. And he has a shirt on, right? But I can't see his lower half because of this fucking wall. I just see his torso and up. So he's got a shirt on. So I'm talking to the guy and he's just saying, oh yeah, thank you, by the way. And then we just started talking about like sports or whatever. And then I was like, all right, dude, I'm heading out. And he puts his hand out and he's like, all right, see you later. Like to like shake his hand. And then I'm walking over to him to shake his hand. He steps out from behind the wall. This guy's got his dick out. No pants, no boxers, not even like a, not even socks. He just had a shirt on. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So long story short, I shook this guy's hand who had his dick was out. He was like 70 something. This guy had a shirt on, no pants, no boxers, no socks. Just naked from the waist down, shook his hand and got out of there. I was like, dude, I just feel like you tricked me. Jesus, deceitful. I don't know if that's the right word. But yeah. So what else we got going on Facebook here? What else do we got here? What pisses you off would be a nice thing to talk about. That's like everything I put out. That's exactly what it is. Oh, man. Another Walmart. Dude, you gotta be kidding me. What the fuck is happening at Walmart? I really want to know. We have Target. I go to Target. You buy everything. You get pants, shirts, like a pool, Starbucks. Like, there's tons of shit. I don't really know the difference. I'm dying, man. My throat actually hurts right now. Let's see. Social media trolls. Oh, thank God someone wrote that. All right. I have a huge problem. First of all, like, you ever go to, like, Justin Bieber's Twitter? I know a lot of dudes went, no! What? Relax, dude. But you ever go to Justin Bieber's Twitter and you just like click on a tweet and you could see like the replies. Always the first reply is like this like 11-year-old girl like, Justin, shit in my pussy. Like just wild shit. Like, why are you writing that? And it's strictly for shock value. And like when you click on their profile, they have like 11,000 followers. And I'm guessing it's because other little kids are like, oh, hilarious. I'm going to follow this troll. So that's what that person does like nonstop. Is they just write the grossest, wildest shit under famous people's tweets and hope that someone sees it and they get some attention. Good or bad. Which is, you know, so dumb. I just hate it. Like when people are like, oh my God, you got Justin, piss in my ear. Like just wild shit. Like, dude, I wish I could like look up their phone number and call their house and tell their parents. And then get that on video of their parents going into the room like, did you tell Nick Jonas to poop in your mouth and then nail you? And then we'll see how that goes. So yeah, that's, I hate those people. You know what else I hate? I fucking hate, like, listen, it's 40 minutes in. I don't know how much you stuck around for the whole thing, but here's an important thing to know about me. I fucking hate, like, YouTubers as a whole. I hate it because they're the weirdest people in the world. And there's only a select few that I kind of, like because they're people, you know? But a lot of these kids are, they got some fame when they were younger. Like, younger meaning like 17, 18. And now they just walk around like they shit golden bricks. Like, dude, you need to fucking relax. God. So I just hate YouTube altogether. And I even hate even more these fucking social experiments on YouTube. My God. The dumbest shit. And you people are falling for it. It's not even real. They're paying actors to be in it. I don't know how people are even believing it for a second. I saw a video of a social experiment. The dumbest shit. So this kid dresses up as a fucking stereotypical nerd. He's just got his pants high and glasses on. And he's talking like this. So yeah, you we get it. You're a fucking nerd. So he walks over to this chick. And he's like, hey, can I take you out on a date? And she's like, no. So he's like, okay, like whatever. And he just fucking walks away. And then 20 minutes later, this kid dresses up like a stereotypical thug, right? His boxers are shown. His fucking jeans are baggy as shit below his ass. Big ass shirt, durag, and like sunglasses or some shit. And he walks up to this girl and he's talking to her, hey, yo, what's good, ma? Like, what's good? Can I holler at you? Like, let me get it. Let me get at that ass, boy. And she's like, what the f-? She's like into it. She's like, well, I don't know. Like, what's your name? What's good? Like, my name, like, Jerry. Like, what's good? Like, I'm really feeling you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, long story short, he talks to her like that for a while. And then she ends up jerking him off in broad daylight under a tree. And then, she's like, can I call you? And then he takes his glasses off and he goes, no, you can't call me. Remember me? I was a nerd 20 minutes ago and you didn't like me. But now you give me a hand job. Are you serious? So, but like, come on. That's the fakest shit. Like, I can't believe you're falling for that shit. Like, that's not real. God. I mean, I'm sure some of them are real. But majority of them are not even, like, believable. And you guys are like, oh, I can't believe this shit. Like, dude, no. This is not an accurate representation of society. No one's just beating off dudes because they say, I'm really feeling you. And she's like, dude, I'm down. I'll jerk you off right here. Not to mention, who's giving out fucking HJs? And who's filming their buddy getting a full-blown hand job under a tree in broad daylight? You know? If that was me and it was real and I'm the cameraman, I would have been like, all right, yeah, we get it. Like, you don't have to, like, come. Like, just, like, dude, get, like, you know, let her grab it and then be like, oh, yeah, we're doing a social experiment. This dude waited, you know, until he got the full thing and then was like, oh, by the way, you're a bitch because you ignored me as a nerd. Like, dude, that's the fakest fucking video ever. All these stupid social experiments. Everything's a social experiment now. Like, what the fuck? You're not spreading awareness. You're just, like, trying to get money and, like, views. It's so dumb. Everything you do is a social experiment or a prank. Oh, God, the pranks, too. Pranks are awful. I hate it. Dude, let me, like, everyone wants to be Ashton Kutcher punked. But it's, like, stupid fucking planned out pranks that are just, you know, whatever. Of course there are people who make real pranks, but dude, to sit there and, like, when you see, like, random ones on Facebook, it's like, dude, I know these kids set this up. I know it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, do me a favor, just punch me in the face when I ask you a question. And I'm like, yeah, well, okay, I love it. I'll punch you right in the face. And that's what happens. You know what I mean? There was that one video, that guy walking around Boston with a fucking Yankee jersey on. Some guy fucking was, like, swinging at him. Like, dude, that would never happen. That didn't happen. No, it's fake. I don't believe it for a second. He, like, fake hits him, too. He, like, doesn't really hit him. He just kind of, like, grazes his chin. Like, this guy was not trying to hurt you. You clearly set this up. I'm not falling for it. It's bullshit. I sound like an angry fucking old guy, but I don't know. I guess I am an angry old fuck, even though I'm fucking 23 years old. God, But yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap this shit up. I gotta head to the city. Fucking pulp. Shit. I could get there in 20 minutes. I'm gonna take the subway. It's gonna take an hour and a half. Horse shit. But yeah, man. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I think I'm going insane. I'm laughing at myself at this point. You know what I mean? 45 minutes in, I'm laughing at myself. I'm losing my fucking mind. But yeah, I'm going to try and put these out once a week, maybe twice a week. If, you know, whenever something comes up, I'm like, hey, I'm going to try and get it out at least once a week is what I'm saying. So I'm going to try and get it out at least once a week. But, you know, if it pops up more than once, it happens. Some topic pops up, I'm like, hey, fuck it. I'm turning the microphone on and let's start talking. You know what I mean? So that's what's going to happen. So look forward to that. You can subscribe to this on SoundCloud, or just go on your iPhone and type in The Basement Yard into the podcast app, and a picture of me will pop up, and you go ahead and click on that and subscribe, and you'll get notified when the new podcasts go out, you know? So that is me. That's me in a nutshell. Joe Santagato. I'm trying to make these videos for you guys, even though I ran out of ideas for videos fucking a year and a half ago. I don't know what I'm doing for next Tuesday. I don't know what I'm doing for the Tuesday after that. I have no ideas. This last week, I had no idea until Tuesday. I woke up and I was like, oh, fuck. And someone actually wrote the idea on my Facebook and was like, hey, you should do this. And I was like, sick. So thank God you guys are helping me with these ideas. So keep telling me ideas or things you want me to talk about on the podcast, or whoever you want me to have on the podcast. Like, I could bring this equipment anywhere. So anyone who's like New York based or surrounding area, you want me to have them on, I'll contact them and try to have them on, and we'll see if it could be an entertaining podcast. I don't know why I did that. But yeah, man. So that's all for this fucking episode. I'm done. Fuck it. I need a glass of water and a pizza or something. An entire pizza. All right, guys. I'm getting out of here, but thank you for listening.